Hello and welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 here coming from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. All right, so today you're on the student special hour. We have Tom Gamble and Alex. Sorry, what was your last name again?
Alexander Mondrou. Okay. But Alex is fine.
Alex is fine. And so you're going to be playing some tunes for us today. We're going to be learning a little bit about what you folks are all about. But first, do you want to just start off by introducing yourself?
My name's Tom. I'm from London, the UK. I'm a guitar player, classical guitar player and jazz guitar player and arranger, composer, all that kind of stuff. And I'm here doing a master's degree at the UBC School of Music, which is lovely. And I've got my good friend over here for a week, and we're going to be playing a concert this Sunday, which we'll tell you more about later. Alex, you want to say hi?
Hi, everyone. Yep, I'm Alex, born in Switzerland, studied with Tom in London, and that's how we kind of met and started collaborating together. And here I am now in Vancouver for the week and having this great opportunity of playing in this wonderful place.
Fantastic. And it's great to hear the different accents on radio. I think It comes out especially strong. So that's so exciting. So we're going to maybe start off by just playing one of the tunes that you've given me here.
Oh, sure.
So this one, well, do you want to pick which one we do? I've got Interlude up right now. Do you want to start with that one?
Yeah, you can start with that one. That's nice and chilled. You know, it's the morning, Friday morning. People can relax. And
do you want to maybe explain how will this...
Well, this tune was it was basically a complete improvisation, right? And we were recording a CD in a studio in London, and we had some free time, so we thought we'd just make something up, and we came up with this thing. We thought it sounded really beautiful, so...
And we just named it Interlude and whacked it on the album.
Yeah. And people seem to like it.
That actually is cool. It gives the tune a little bit more context. Now you can listen and be like, oh, it's sweet that it was pretty much all improvised. Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. Any other things you want to say about it before we go?
Well, I mean, this is kind of in a certain style. We don't always play in this particular style. This is kind of a sort of semi-folk kind of vibe and a little bit less jazzy, not very... Mm. Not so many jazz harmonies. It's kind of more simple, but it's just nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it felt really good to play after, 6 hours of recording and working on specific tunes.
Make something
to
up.
Just and have chill. Fun. And
exactly, yeah. At the end of a long day of work.
Absolutely. So we'll start off playing this, and we'll go into a little bit different types of styles that you guys have been playing.
Sure, of course.
Absolutely. So you're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is Tom Gamble and Alex... I'm never going to get your last name. And this is Interlude.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and that was Interlude by Tom Gamble and Alex. I think I should just stop saying Tom's last name so I don't have to say your last name. Just make it all easier for everyone. And that was one of the tunes that was a little bit more improvised that you folks were talking about. And so I know you introduced yourselves, but can you just go a little bit more into who are you? What is this all about? What are you doing? How did you come here to be in the CITR studios today, basically?
Well, I guess it's a kind of lengthy story, but I started playing kind of more bluesy and fingerstyle guitar when I was a kid, you know, and just starting out. And I was inspired a lot by an Australian guitar player called Tommy Emmanuel, who held a festival near where I grew up, and he kind of gave me my first gigs, and I played there when I was in my teens a lot, and then thought I wanted to go to music college and study to be a professional musician full time, and I studied classical guitar and was accepted into music college in London, did my undergraduate there, and while I was doing that, I was gigging around all the time, doing a lot of different projects. I did a lot of arranging and a lot of composing and gigging all around London and the UK, and then once I'd graduated with my undergraduate degree, I wanted to do a master's, and I was looking to go abroad just for a bit of an adventure, and found UBC, and they offered me a good deal, so I thought, I'll come here. Full stop.
Full stop, yeah. You're like, well, I guess we'll come and hang out at UBC.
Yeah.
How about you? What has brought you here to this day?
Well, it was a long process as well. I started piano quite young, actually, 5 years old, something like that, in Switzerland. And did all my school and did my first degrees in piano in Switzerland. And then I wanted to, my dad's English, my dad's British, and I always wanted to go to London. So when I got accepted in the music college, it was just an opportunity for me to go there and just... you know,
grow.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like Tom, I was a classical I was trained as a classical musician, but very quickly grew an interest in other genres such as jazz and pop. And
Alex is a great singer as well, by the way, and he has a lot of good stuff on SoundCloud. You should check out.
Thanks, Tom. we met like that, actually, through
yeah.
And I wasn't gigging much, actually, at the time, because I was just, you know, constantly just, you know, thinking about studying. And I was a bit shy, maybe at first, in terms of like music wise, playing in public. Mm-hmm. And it's this man right here that.
Well, I just wanted to play all the time. I would get gigs before I knew what I was going to play.
Exactly. So we usually found ourselves like, you know, half hour before the show, be like, okay, let's choose our pieces now.
And
it's handy that you are improvisers.
That is handy, probably
works out for you quite well.
Yeah. Well, I think improvisation is something every musician should do. You know, it's kind of like, well, like I'm speaking to you now. It's not pre-planned. I'm just natural, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, because music is just like a language. So,
of course, yeah.
You know,
I mean, you have to learn the language.
You learn the language, but then you should be able to use it in all kinds of different ways.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So. Yeah, you poets too, you know?
Getting deep.
Getting deep there. And so why did you choose your respective instruments?
Because the guitar is the coolest instrument. I think that's
Do you have a rebuttal on that?
Because the piano is the second coolest instrument after guitar. No, my godfather was a concert pianist, and my dad loved classical music, so I was introduced to music like very, very early on, and I can't remember myself wanting to do anything else but piano, really. Mm. When I was, you know, even like 6 years old at school, and teachers were like, "What do you want to do later?" I always said musician, so.
I want to be famous or something.
Well, it's not even. I mean, like people
don't get into music if you want the fame.
Yeah, I think like. People like us, we just love playing music. We didn't even think about, like, you never think about, oh, I want to be famous or anything like that. You just want to play music, and you could play to five people or 500 people, and it doesn't matter.
And that's the thing, is that it often happens, is you will one night play to loads of people, and the next day, you know, the crowd might be very poor or thin, you know, and nobody, you know. It's just
I remember last year, I played at a jazz festival. There's a great crowd, about 600 people there. Next day I was playing in a jazz club to about 10 people, you know. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's no reflection on you, it's more logistics or circumstance.
Well, I don't know. It could be a reflection.
Everyone heard the first show and wasn't going to come back. Absolutely. And so how did you come to work together? Just was part of being at college or?
Yeah. We just kind of hung out and.
Just like any other student, right? Just turned to your buddy and was like.
Yeah.
Well, we've noticed that we had actually quite similar approaches to improvising. Mm. You know, we were on the same kind of wavelength. And although our first rehearsal was absolutely dreadful, I remember, it took some practice, you know.
It's because I think we both favour the more diatonic, as in like more tuneful way of improvising, as opposed to the more avant-garde
outplaying
that a lot of jazz players you hear play, which is great. I mean, I really respect those guys and what they do, but I think I tend to favor a more old school approach, more tuneful
melodies. I think that's what got us together, really. And you know, our set lists were pretty much the same, listening to the same musicians, artists and composers, and thought we had a try. And then we got our first residency in this little pub in Greenwich in London. And that's got us going. And since then, we've played all kinds of places: festivals, clubs, pubs.
Lots of free beer.
And pretty much it. That's
yeah.
And so, what brought you to improvisation specifically?
Well, I mean, that's how I learned to play originally. I mean, you don't realize that's what you're doing, but you're just playing around and you're coming up with stuff, and that's what it is. And then gradually you get more advanced and you start to learn the language and, you know, your scales and your modes and your arpeggios, all of that stuff. And then, you know, learning classical music as well, that's a totally different language, and the discipline that comes with that, and sitting down and learning really difficult pieces, that's been invaluable. And yeah, that's it really, yeah.
Absolutely. So you just kind of kept continuing on the same path in just a more structured way.
Yeah. Well, improvisation is very structured in jazz. You know, I mean, you're improvising over chord changes, so it's not like it's totally free, the kind of jazz that we play. But
yeah, I think people get a bit of a misnomer with improvisation, thinking that people are just
playing
messing
any
around.
Note.
Well,
you
improvise using tools that you've worked at before
for a
long time. So, you know, even if it's improvising, it's still using, you know, specific methods that took, you know, a lot of practice.
Well,
they say
there's an old saying: if you want to learn to play jazz, play it every day for 10 years.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Or 10,000 hours to master something.
Yeah.
Well. Yep. 10 years or 10,000 hours.
So that leaves us about 9,000 hours left.
Yeah.
Only just, you know, easy, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we'll come back and we'll continue talking to you guys about what's been going on. We'll hear more about the event that's coming up on Sunday and hear some more tunes. But before we get to that, we're going to just play some ads here on CITR. You're listening to CITR 101.9, coming to you from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver.
We're counting down the days till Fun Drive 2016. This year, our theme is growing our cultures, and it all starts on February 25th with a rad kickoff party in the Pit Pub and a week-long on-air telethon. Support your community station by donating to help us support training for volunteers and promote the multitude of cultures on our airwaves. The online donation page goes live on February 15th, so keep an eye out for your chance to donate and get cool CITR swag.
Looking to volunteer internationally? Interested in a career in healthcare? Want to travel the world? Get all these experiences with Help, Learn, and Discover. With Help, Learn, and Discover, you'll help build homes for underprivileged families. Learn about careers in healthcare through firsthand experiences with doctors, dentists, and other healthcare professionals. And discover the beauty of Ecuador, the Galapagos Islands, and Peru. Apply today at ecoexperience.com. ECUA experience.com. Are you ready to experience life this summer?
Yes.
Don't say it.
that your heart is broken. Don't say that your hope is gone. Don't believe all the lies they've spoken. Just put your faith in a simple song. You used to love them when you were a kid. You always saw them when they came to town. A faded poster on the bedroom wall now. The baby sleeping, turn that music down. You'll grow, but we won't forget you. There was a time when you were young and strong, when the lonely world was waiting for you, and all it took was a simple song.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and that was Stars with A Simple Song. We're here with a master's student, Tom Gamble, UBC master's student, Tom Gamble, and his friend from England, Alex. And so we're going to be playing another tune coming up. Yeah, the last name thing, that's just going to be a running joke.
You could say
I think.
Alex M.
Alex M.
Yeah. Mondrell.
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 Okay, that's not it. Not as hard.
Easy.
Mondrell.
Easy peasy.
Not as hard as I think it is. I think I'm just complicating things for myself here. Maybe it's just part of my gimmick, right? I want the like ongoing joke. Oh, she doesn't know his last name. Oh,
yeah.
How, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a gimmick. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried. Maybe I'm just trying to cover up the fact that I just don't know what I'm doing.
May I just reassure you that no one ever gets my last name right anyway.
Yeah. So. You changed your name on your Facebook.
I've changed my name on my artist page on Facebook and on all my websites now, and it's kind of a stage name. It's Duke Alexander, and
okay,
everybody, it's been much easier since, actually, and everybody remembers that Duke Alexander.
It's a great, that's actually really great.
It's like Elton John.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but cooler.
Yeah, exactly, because it's mine. Yeah. Fantastic. And so I just wanted to go into a little bit more about why, Alex, why you're not, sorry, wrong person, now that we're talking to you, Tom, why you decided to A, pursue your master's, and then B, what brought you to UBC?
Well, I mean, I'm always trying to work on what I'm doing. I'm doing a master's in classical guitar here, and it's it's for me, it's just I'm trying to improve my technique all the time and be as good as I can possibly be. And I just thought it would be cool to come to UBC. I didn't really think about it that much, to be honest.
No, I bet UBC feels really good about that. Like, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, absolutely. And was it, you know, were the mountains a draw or anything? Or was it just sort of
The mountains,
close your eyes and point at a map?
Yeah. No, I didn't close my eyes and point at a map, but... I can't really think about why I came here. It just happened, you know. Just happened.
Yeah. Well, that's great. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
And so you'll be playing a show this Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So we're playing a concert this Sunday at the Roy Barnett Recital Hall, which is in the music building at UBC. It's a beautiful concert hall there, and we'll be doing a duo concert Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Valentine's Day, so if you if you've got someone you want to bring a date, maybe you can bring them along, and we'll be playing a bunch of different tunes, some jazz standards, some originals, some kind of more folky improvisations. It'll be fun,
a bit of everything.
We have a lot of banter on stage as well, so it'll be enjoyable.
Great, I'd love to hear some of that going on. And here on the page it says cocktail-esque refreshment with killer musicianship, which is from What's On London. So I don't know really what that means at all, but
it means it's good.
Yeah,
it just means it's good.
Yeah. A lot of fun words to just say. Yeah, I'd probably listen to them again. Is pretty much what the person's saying, and that's sweet. So if you want more information, you can check out the Facebook page or Facebook event. And it just says, Tom Gamble and Alexander Mondrell in Concert Vancouver. I think there's posters around as well.
Yeah, I stuck up some posters. And if you just Google my name, you can go onto my website and it will come up. And we're all over the internet. So
absolutely.
Get involved.
Get involved, yeah. Know what's up. And this Sunday, take someone out to the Roy Barnett Recital Hall and listen to some great improvisation.
Yeah, just $5 for students as well.
Yeah, so. Easy, right? That's a cheap date.
Yeah, cheap date.
Fantastic. And so we're going to play another tune. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about this one?
Yeah, so this is a tune we recorded with a full band, and it's by the great Belgian gypsy jazz guitarist of the 1930s, Django Reinhardt. It's one of his lesser known tunes, but I really love it. It's called Douce Ambiance, and it's very kind of typical of the gypsy jazz style, and it's just a real swinging tune.
And it was great fun to record this one.
Yeah, it's cool. Actually.
Fantastic. All right, so here it is. Repeat it one
Ambiance.
More time. Ambiance. See, I'm not doing well on my pronunciation this morning.
You're doing great.
And we'll be coming back with more interview with the guys.
Thank you.
All right, fantastic. And that was...
Here we go.
Du Sambiance.
Yeah, here we go again. The accents on a Friday morning. Not my strong suit. I got to know next time to practice or something. Yeah. Behind
a lot
the
of,
scenes.
There's a lot of French speakers in Canada.
Yeah, and I'm not one of them. Fantastic. And so you've also brought in your guitar today.
Yes.
Not only do we have some great recorded tunes, but we have some live action happening. Unfortunately, we couldn't see a piano into the studio today, so you'll have to go on Sunday to see the whole shebang. But
whole
at least
shebang.
The whole shebang. But at least now we got a little bit going on around around some live tunes. So this guitar has a name.
Yes.
So tell us what that's all about.
She's called Peggy. She's very beautiful. She goes everywhere with me. And she's made by an English guitar maker called Stephen Frith, and it's a very beautiful guitar. I love it.
Yes, fantastic. And do you know, was the name Peggy come from somewhere? Or is it?
I just didn't know any girls called Peggy, so it seemed to work.
That's probably a good thing not to name it.
Because I thought that'd be a little bit creepy if it was someone I knew.
Okay. Well, now we know. And fantastic. And so, so it requires a little bit of a special type of what's the word? Nail care to play this.
Yes,
kind of.
Yeah.
Guitar.
Well. Yeah. I mean, I have very long nails on my right hand, which is kind of disgusting and to look at. But it's for a very good reason. And
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Suffer and, for your art.
Suffer
then.
For my art and. It's not so bad, and it's all about the tone and the technique that I play, which is with the fingers. Unlike a lot of pop guitarists, rock guitarists who play with a pick and will either strum or play individual lines, I'm playing a bass line, some harmony, and a melody all at the same time. Multitasking
to the extreme.
Yeah.
And so, so do you want to, I don't know, do
I
some...
I can play a little tune.
Yeah, do some like Randy Bachman for us and
yeah.
See what's up.
Okay. This is a little bit of a tune by a Brazilian songwriter called Antonio Carlos Jobim, and it's called Trist. Audience of one. Thank you.
That's incredible. Wow, that's fantastic. And so how do you come across these tunes that you play? Like, do you have this is coming from someone who was a musician back in the day, but now I wouldn't even know how to fathom how to kind of come across this sort of music.
Well, just listening a lot. I mean, that's the only thing you can do is just listen to everything and... Like, I've got very much into Brazilian music a lot, and I just love it, mainly because of the great guitar tradition in that country. And bossa nova music is a big part of my life now, and I love it. And, you just got to listen to as much stuff as possible and ask your friends for recommendations. That's how it works, you know, swap tunes. And,
yeah, swap skills, swap tunes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so when you're choosing to do a tune as a band or together as just a duo, how do you kind of go about what you want to do, what are you, what kind of sound you're looking for, where you're going to come from on that?
Well, I mean, that comes in the rehearsal, you know. We'll just pick some tunes that we like and melodies we like, chord changes we like, and then we'll just come up with an arrangement and a groove and, yeah, put it together.
Yeah. And would you often make up your own stuff, or do you find that you're playing kind of more off classics?
Yeah, well, quite often in jazz, you'll play what we call jazz standards, which are old tunes, normally tunes from kind of old musicals or, you know, films and stuff like that that have been reharmonized, and you play the tune and then you improvise over the tune. And yeah, that's standards. Play a lot of standards. Also, I mean, I write music as well, so we'll play some originals and like interludes. Sometimes we just make something up as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, we usually always end up doing some sort of free improv on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you give yourself time kind of like, okay, we're going to do, you know, 32 bars of improv? Or are you kind of like, look at each other going like...
We look at each other.
Hey, yeah. Improv time, yeah?
Well, I mean, it's good that you know that's 32 bars. I mean, yeah, that's the right structure. It's 32 bar form and AABA form. Yeah. That's not the standard structure.
It's
for
all
a jazz
in there
tune.
Somewhere back in yeah. back of my brain.
But you know, as you know, we've played together for a while now, and so what happens is that if I see that Tom or I am in the middle of, you know, a burning solo and we know this is going super well, I will not cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
We'll extend the solo and we just look at each other. If it's going somewhere very interesting, it would be a crime to stop him.
Yeah, it's
and
it's vice conversational,
versa.
You know.
Exactly.
It's like I wouldn't. Yeah. Well, I did interrupt you just then. So.
Yes, but it's not music, so it's fine.
You're better, maybe better at the conversation in music.
Yeah. Yeah. And we always also give each other a bit of solo time on stage. So we usually come together, play, and then he'll do a couple of solo stuff. I'll do a bit of solo, and then we come back together and finish off.
Yeah.
Give yourself an opportunity to show off your own style a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, yes, because as much as that we share the you know similarities in terms of taste in music, we also both have complete opposite, you know, styles of playing and approaches to different tunes. So it's nice to give each other some space as well.
For sure.
For sure.
like the elegant the elegant words, faux show.
For
okay.
Sure.
So we're gonna play another tune here, Desafinado. Is that right? Desafinado?
Desafinado, which means off key.
Oh.
Alex doesn't actually play on this, but this was an arrangement I did, an orchestral arrangement. And but it's a great tune and we're gonna play this tune on Sunday.
Oh, fantastic. So here's a little so this is a taste tester of the version without Alex. And then
this was with an orchestra put together. Yeah.
And so then on Sunday it will be with Alex. So maybe you can
imagine. Visualize.
Yeah, but if you're listening, visualize that Alex is there instead of the orchestra, and that'll be similar to what you'll be hearing on Sunday. So keep tuning in to CITR 101.9. We're going to be coming back talking to the guys a little bit more. But before we do that, we're going to be going into Desafinado. So stay tuned.
When I try to sing, you say, why can't you see how much this hurts me? With your perfect beauty and your perfect pitch, you're a perfect terror. When I come around, must you all put me down? If you say my singing is off key, my love, it will hurt my feelings, don't you see, my love? I wish I had an ear like yours, a voice that would behave. But all I have is feelings and the voice God gave. You insist my music goes against the rules. Desperate rules were never meant for lovesick fools. I wrote this little song for you, but you don't care. It's a crooked song, oh, but all my love is there. The things that you would see if you would do your part. 'Cause even if I'm out of tune, I have a gentle heart. I took your picture with my trusty Rolleiflex, and now all I have developed is a complex. Possibly in vain, I hope you weaken, oh my love, and forget these rigid rules that undermine my dream of a life of love and music with someone who understands that even though I may be out of tune, when I attempt to say how much I love you, all that matters is the message that I bring, which is, my dear one, I love you.
To ski the world-famous slopes of
Whistler?
Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar. Wheels when you want them.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
And welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, coming to you from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. Right, so we're still here with Tom and Alex. We're talking a little bit about their show coming up on Sunday.
7:30.
Be there or be lonely.
Uncultured.
Uncultured. Be sad and lonely on Valentine's Day.
We'll keep you company.
We wish that to no one.
I took it there. I apologize. All right, fantastic. So that's going to be at the Roy Barnett Music Hall here at UBC. And $7.30.
Yes. $7.30. 6361 Memorial Road, I think, mm-hmm. is the address.
And if you want to learn more about either of you, where can people find more information?
Well, my website is tomgamblemusic.com, and I try and keep that updated, although sometimes I forget if I'm busy. But, details of gigs and recordings and
the glamorous life of an improv.
Oh,
guitarist.
Yes, it's all glamour and showbiz. Yeah,
Flash Boom Pow.
Yeah,
and me, it's on my Facebook page, Duke Alexander, and there's links to all my different social websites.
Social media. So don't social go media. Looking for Alexandra Mondrell, because that's not going to come up.
Nope.
Because we found that people can't pronounce his last name.
Exactly.
Who'd have thought? Wow. Who'd have thought? Well, that's great. That's fantastic. And so we are kind of finishing up, closing up a little bit in the show here. We've still got a few more minutes, and I think the audience is screaming for another tune. And by the audience, I think I'm saying me, because I don't know if anyone else is screaming for another tune. But we'd love to hear another one. So what are you thinking?
Well, I'll play a little something more, just to give you another example of the kind of technique that I use. This is I know what I'll play. This is me using some little tricks to play the bass, the melody, and the harmony all at the same time with a tune by George Gershwin.
Yay! Well, that one was a much different vibe as well, I found.
Yeah, that was just a showy-offy thing for guitar fans. So there I'm kind of playing a bass line with the thumb and then playing the melody with the fingers and trying to fit in some harmony in between. So
absolutely.
Much like a piano player does, actually.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And when you're learning to do all this, to build that up to the skill to kind of multitasking in one hand, is it sort of do you tend to learn one kind of style and then or one part of it and then move up, or are you constantly learning all the sections at the same time, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, for that, I mean, I would work out a bass line or what it's keep the kind of basic changes, which is based on a 1-6-2-5 progression, which is these notes. And then adding some passing notes and substitutions in there to kind of embellish it a little bit, then trying to add in the chords on top. And then try and fit in the melody on top of that. So, like you just said. So, start from the bottom and build up.
Started from the bottom, now we're here, is what we're saying. Yeah, fantastic. That's really, really incredible. And was that one of your tunes?
No, that was a tune by George Gershwin called I Got Rhythm.
Right, of course, yeah.
It's a very famous
tune.
And a lot of, actually, songs have been then composed over that chord change, over the same chord changes.
A lot of tunes. And it's it's known as the rhythm changes. Because
the rhythm changes. Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if you've been liking what you've been hearing and you want to hear more, this Sunday, Roy Barnett Music Hall, the guys will be playing there. Be hearing similar tunes like you've heard today and much more. And more from Alex as well, because we've left him.
I feel sorry for Alex because I've been stealing the show.
We can't. He can do some air piano or something for us maybe in the break. But unfortunately, you can't put the piano in here today. But it's great because it's sort of people get a little taster, but they don't get the whole. They don't get the whole pie.
Exactly.
They have to come on Sunday to get the rest of it and get the whole thing. So
that was the cake, and I'm the cherry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And. Yeah, I'm the substance.
Exactly, and I shall be that little thing that just makes it all
come together.
All come together.
Yeah. Sparkle, yeah, exactly. Fantastic. So just to finish off, so to wrap the whole day off, this whole hour off, in one tidy little bow, we're going to play the last tune here. Do you want to say a little bit about this one?
This one was another one we did together in the studio on that day, and with a singer from back home. This is a very well-known kind of groovy, bluesy tune. called Coming Home Baby. It's been recorded by a lot of people. It's,
exactly. And as you'll hear, we're using it. It sounds different than all the other tracks.
Yeah,
actually,
it's more of a kind of Latin groove, but it's basically a blues. So yep. It's
And let's maybe just mention Steve Arundel on the vocals. You know,
yes,
he is singing. He is singing.
So. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And should people expect to have sort of quite a wide variety of different styles that are going to be happening on Sunday?
Yes, yeah. They should not be expecting just jazz or just pop or just folk or just, it will be a cocktail.
Something
of
for everyone.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Cocktail-esque
refreshment is as they say.
Well, fantastic. Yes. We've become playing this final tune for you. Stay tuned. Next up, we have Nelly with the Cat's Pajamas. And after that, we have Dave Radio with Radio Dave, Radio Dave with Dave Radio, something like that. It's coming up at noon. And so stay tuned to CITR for more. And thank you guys so much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you very much
for having us.
Thank you. Fantastic. And hopefully there'll be lots of people at your show on Sunday and we can hear a lot of more great tunes from you.
Yeah.
All right. So up next here is Coming Home Baby. And thank you for listening to the Student Special Hour.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go insane. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, real soon. I'm coming home, baby, now. Home, well, I'm overdue. Expect me any day now, real soon. I'm coming home, baby, now. And everything is gonna be fine. I'm coming home, baby, now. Expect to see me now at any time. When you're in my arms, I'll be fine. I'm coming home. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home, listen to what I say. And I never will go away, I'm coming home, baby, now. They can't hold me back no more. I'm pressing on, baby, now. Oh, hear me holler, yeah, and hear me roar. Gonna
wanna be with you evermore. 'Cause I'm coming home, baby, now. That's what I say I'm coming home. The road is long, baby, now. I'm coming home, and yeah, I'm all alone. Baby, I'm for sure coming home.
You are off kilter with me. Don't you know it's every other day of the week? You're in my feet. These days I'm running to escape, drenching my brain, soaking my mistakes. My mistakes. Is there any love left for me? Is there any love left for me? That dark sky, yeah, it's so big. Isn't anybody wondering? Isn't anybody questioning what this all is? As I age, it sinks deeper in. This life is temporary, it's all gonna end. This is all gonna end. It's just a little love that I need. 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 There's an elephant in this room, and I'm white as